I turned my eyes and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming, and between two mountains, and the mountains of bronze, with the first chariot was red horses, and the second chariots were black horses, the third chariots were white horses, the fourth chariots were dappled horses, strong steeds. And I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, what are these, my lord? These are the four spirits of heaven who go out to their stations before the Lord of Earth. The one with the black horse go to the north, whiter going after them, the dappled group going towards the south. The strong steeds went out, eager to go, that they might go throughout the earth, go walk throughout the earth. So they walked to and fro throughout the earth. He called to me and spoke to me, saying, these who go to the north have given rest to my spirit in the north country. Okay, so basically, now we're going out on patrol. All right, now we're not just scouting. Now we are holding down the fort. All right, we're not just looking, we're not just checking, we're making sure that everything stands at peace. We're making sure that everything stands at ease. All right, so you have some time. All right, so that's one night. Because of the season, you thought Ebenezer Scrooge had a rough night. Anyway, yeah, he didn't have any kind of a rough night. All right, so now we're into chapter 7. Anyway, chapter 7. Almost two whole years after his night of rough visions, in the fourth year of King Darius, it came to pass, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month. Now, 20 full years after the exiles who chose to leave had returned from Babylon. Keep in mind, not all of the Jews left Babylon, okay? Remember that you still have the story of, like, Mordecai and Esther, right? You know, Esther was in Persia. She was in Persia way later than the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, okay? So that whole stuff, I think, and I'll probably get it wrong, but I want to say that the king that's mentioned there was like Darius's grandson, okay? So it's way after this. And so they're still there for a while, okay? Not everybody went back. There were still people who stayed. And people who were still in Babylon had questions because Jerusalem sort of became the center for Israel again, but they were a long way away, and there wasn't any real easy way to communicate. So they sent two Babylonian officials along with their men to pray before the Lord, ask the priests and the prophets if they should continue fasting in the fifth and the seventh month, as had been their tradition throughout the Babylonian exile. In the fifth month, that was when the Babylonians came in and destroyed the temple, and in the seventh month, that was when they came in and killed the last Jewish governor, whose name was Gedaliah. They came in and killed them. Okay, so it had been the traditions of the Jews throughout the whole Babylonian exile to pray in the fifth and seventh month. And now, they're like, hey, we should have our temple back because it's been 20 years. Do we still need to fast in the fifth and seventh month, or can we stop doing that? And they go and they ask, do we need to do this? And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, say to all you people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth month and the seventh month during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me? It's a really interesting question. When you eat and when you drink, did you not eat and drink for yourselves? Should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets, and the cities around which were inhabited, and the prosperous, and the south, and the lowlands which were inhabited? Were you doing this for yourself, or were you doing this for me? What did I say about fasting? What did I say? Were you doing that because of you, or were you doing it because of me? Did it line up with what I said through the prophets? Or are you making it up? And they kind of hem and haw for a little bit. And it says, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah saying, thus says the Lord of hosts. And he sort of summarizes the ethical statutes of the former prophets, the prophets who had gone before. Execute true justice. Show mercy and compassion everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. This is basically a summary of the ethical statements of all the previous prophets. Just cut it down into a couple real quick little lines. This is what they said, how you ought to treat your fellow man. Have you been doing this? Sort of. Kind of. And basically, it says that they really kind of hadn't. So they called out and they would not listen, but I scattered them and I got rid of them. Now you've got to change. They made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law, which the word of the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Thus wrath came from the Lord of hosts. You didn't listen. I sent all these prophets. I gave you all this before you, and you didn't listen. It goes hand in glove with Haggai's. Consider your ways. Consider what the former prophets said. Didn't I give you the prophets? Didn't they say, do this? And what did you do? But he changes. Because as soon as he says that, he starts changing it up. He says, look, there's hope because things are different now. Remember that with the very first part, when he sent the horsemen out and they patrolled around, one of the things that he said is, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal, with great fervor. I am zealous for her. Because the word of the Lord of hosts came saying, and he starts talking about Jerusalem. And he starts saying how passionate he is for her. And he continues saying, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. He continues. Chapter 8 is full of promises towards Jerusalem. I'm not going to go through the whole chapter, but you could. Okay? And it's probably worthwhile. I'm just going to select a couple of verses because they're really good. Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets, each one with a staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. All right. We're going to have old men and old women filling our churches, and we're going to have boys and girls filling our streets. We're going to have a place full of children and full of the elderly. And that's what happens when you have a large family. Better yet, that's what the prophet Joel says, talks about when the day of the Lord comes, your young men will dream dreams and your old men will have visions. Praise God. Then he continues and says, but now I will not treat the remnant of the people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts, for the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give its increase, the heavens shall give their due, because the remnant of this people, I will cause the remnant of the people to possess all these. There have been things that I held up in the past. I'm not going to do it anymore. I will bless you. There were things in the past that I held back. I'm not going to do it anymore. And so it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear. Let your hands be strong. There was a day that our name wasn't worth a whole lot in this town. That day is over. And our name will be a blessing. and we have nothing to worry about, but we have a lot of work to do, so let our hands be strong, because we have work to do. Says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And that day, wherever we go, someone will find us and say, we want to go with you, because we've heard God is in your church. What a prophecy. Men from every nation, people from every place. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're this way or that way or crazy or if you dress funny or you're a this or a that or you drive this car or that car. You go to Messiah, I've heard God is there. Will you take me there? Amen. All right, so lessons from the first prophecy. Be mindful of the prophets, and when needful, repent. From the visions, God has set this time and this people for rebuilding and is purifying his people. And finally, be mindful of the lessons of the prophets. God will bless us and restore us once again. Most especially, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Amen. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts right now. Lord, help us right now to hear what you've prepared for us. Lord, give us the grace.